With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans won the presidency and the Senate in last night's election. The Kaiser Family Foundation Director of Survey Methodology, Ashley Kurzinger, says AP Votecast, a sweeping survey of more than 120,000 voters nationwide, shows more than half said they wanted to see a substantial change in how the country is run.
Both nationwide and in key battleground states, former President Trump garnered majority support among voters that were most concerned about the economy and wanted to see more aggressive enforcement of the country's border security. These issues outweighed other issues such as the future of democracy and abortion access, which were higher priorities for Harris voters, but not enough in order to give her a victory.
Who will certify Donald Trump's presidential win? Kamala Harris, that's who. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Under the Constitution, it's the role of the Senate president, and that's the vice president, to declare the result of a White House election. In theory, that happens January 6th, but it didn't happen 4 years ago. Trump refused to accept defeat when then-Vice President Mike Pence was to certify Democrat Joe Biden's win. Pence certified the win a day later. In 2000, after a grueling Florida recount battle, Al Gore conceded the presidency. And in January, as vice president, he certified George W. Bush's win. I'm Julie Walker.
A ballot question to enshrine abortion in Nevada's state constitution has passed. Voters must also approve the ballot question in 2026 in order to amend the state constitution. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 1,508 points, the NASDAQ rose 544, the S&P advanced 146. This is SRN News. Transgenderism's invading video games.
The latest edition of Dragon Age will allow players to create transgender characters and punish other players who misgender them. The popular fantasy role-playing game will also include special dialogue for the transgender characters, including phrases such as, quote, "I love who I am," and "feels good to see the real me." A growing number of video games now promote transgenderism, which is sparking concern amongst parents of kids who play them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern finds 7 of the 11 nations in Southeast Asia actively persecute believers. The report indicates the governments of Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, and Vietnam either actively persecute Christians or turn a blind eye to attacks on them. Vietnam's been placed on a State Department special watch list for severe violations of religious freedom. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks stormed to records as investors bet on what Donald Trump's return to the White House will mean for the economy and the world. The S&P 500 jumped 2.5% for its best day in nearly 2 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged 3.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 3%. Big bank stocks led the way on expectations that Trump policies will lead to stronger economic growth and less regulation. Bitcoin also jumped to a record, while Treasury yields ran higher amid worries about bigger U.S. government borrowing and higher inflation. The Dow was up 1,508 points to close at 43,729. The NASDAQ gained 544 points to 18,983. The S&P 500 added 146 to 5,929. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.